You know she's a babe on Facebook when she has her RuneScape avatar cutting down a tree.
Super babe. Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 57. Today I have a special guest, Brenny Beast, actually. Legendary
he's a special guest.
Well, I meant to say of the legendary Brenny Beast and a special guest, Rai, who's popping up. So I'm...
I want to get, like, music.
What music?
Jerry Brenny Beast.
Like, intro music?
And here he comes!
Well, Kat is up and running again, and he's making music and stuff.
He already set up and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, he's been ready to go for... Well, he put it together about 2 days ago, and the last few days he's been kind of getting everything all situated, because, you know, when people who make music will understand that there's a lot of VSTs and sound really files and stuff that you have to pull over.
You open up Movie Maker and just...
just throw shit together.
That's how we make videos. We just open up Movie Maker, Windows Movie Maker.
Apparently Muzza Fuzza did that to like 300k subs or something. I think it was him. Not X Jaws. It was definitely Muzza Fuzza or Fuzza Muzza.
I don't know who that is either.
It's some odd guy, but yeah, apparently he used Movie Maker to like 200k subs or something. It was a large amount of subs, and yeah.
That's awful.
He also had a green line down the middle of his screen to like 100k subs.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? It was some rendering thing, and he was like, fuck it, and went with it.
And people just dealt with it? They were just like, whatever.
Oh, no, only use me blade.
I know him.
Yeah. There we go, I got the guy. He has
300k subs?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm mixing them both up. Maybe one of them rendered in Movie Maker and one of them had the green line. They're all the same for me.
Yeah. I don't know. All the COD people start to blend together
for me. They've got like a group and it's like, yeah, those COD people, you know, yeah, they're all the same.
Which I'm sure they wouldn't like.
Yeah, with the Minecraft
subs. He has 500k subs? Almost. Is he still only using his blade?
Probably.
I thought that shtick would have been like, you know.
When I do my skit, I'm gonna be called "Only Use My Dildo."
every situation gets solved by the dildo. Like it just gets in the situation somewhere. Like you hit someone with it, or just like hanging out, or
it's just in the background of all the videos somewhere.
Yeah.
Like the alien in South Park.
You know what's funny to do? I've seen people start doing, and it's, you just put random pictures of like the most random, like a duck, and flash it for 1 millisecond in your video, and see how many people notice it. I know, right?
Why do that?
Because you get so many people like, no, there's a duck! Yes, there is! No, there's not! it's so funny to watch.
Or you could just give the duck a little bit more airtime and just keep it up there and be like, hey, it's a duck.
And I'm going to try it. It's a speech bubble and it says Quack City Bitch.
And that's your outro.
God, I'm awesome. But yeah, let's spit that our subjects.
Since you've been just bothering the fuck out of me to get back on the podcast. Every single day, you're just like, oh, when can I get back on the podcast? Just every single day.
Suck my dick.
And it's, I'm like, you know what?
When are you going to speak about a topic and have me in it that I can actually follow?
Yeah, so I just figured, you know what? We didn't already have a pre-recorded podcast today, and you Australians are always up really early, and no one else is up except for Whitey and Vegeta right now.
Early. We're up late. We haven't went to sleep yet.
Up early for me. And so I was like, you know what? Let's do a Diablo cast. We haven't talked about Diablo, and we've been playing for a month today. Actually, today is June 15th.
Happy anniversary!
Yeah. So
my nipples are so hairy.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, what's better, waxing or hair removal cream?
Oh, fuck that. Fuck waxing.
You should totally
nipples.
Wax it and then record it.
I would, but that's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it would be funny, but weird as crap.
Well, 40-year-old virgin had a whole scene about it.
Yeah, and that was funny as.
Yeah. Well, people might think yours is funny, too. You got to do the same thing that happened to him, where it looks like a face on his belly.
I love it, like how he's like, "Fuck you!" to the lady.
He's like screaming at it, and he's like, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
It's an awesome movie. I'm watching that when I go to sleep.
There you go.
That I want to go to sleep now. Now I'm all awake and shit from laughing.
Well, you gotta be. You started a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I was tired. I planned on turning on the computer, checking YouTube, and then going to sleep. Then Potato's like, "Oh, hey, want to give me a J?"
And you were like, "Yes."
Yeah! Awesome.
So,
anyway, Diablers!
Yeah, Diablo. We've been playing a shit... Well, we played a shit ton that first week.
Oh, my thing got patched. My method. I was crushed.
Really?
Yeah.
Resulting cool. Yeah.
And then there's
other places to do it.
Yeah,
well,
but
no, it wasn't. It was patched, and then it was unpatched. You should explain what you were doing, so people know.
All right. So what I was doing is there was this quest you can repeat, and you got a decent amount of experience, and a lot of people were repeating it. But I noticed I could join at the last second and still get the experience. So I lined up 15 people. Shout out to them if you're listening. To just keep making games and getting to the last part, and then inviting me, and then I'd quickly keep joining games. And I think I could have got level 60 in probably 2 hours, and I got from 44
from what level?
To 60 in 1 to 60 in 2 hours, I think.
Oh, okay.
Could have got, but I didn't get to try it, but yeah, that was my goal. And I did a test run, which was a lot slower than, because we only had 8 people, and I wanted to get 15 to 20, and yeah. We did it in 1 hour and 8 minutes from 44 to 60, which is pretty good.
Yeah. Rival was looking at your level through our friends list. And was like,
yeah,
oh,
I was
like, he's 49 now. Oh, he's 51 now. 52. <Yeah.
laughs> We'd like, I'd check it, you'd be like 49, and then we'd go and kill like an elite pack or something, and then I'd look again, you're like 53.
It was pretty awesome, but yeah, I was quite disappointed when I saw they patched it. And now I don't want to do it anymore because they've posted they're like people that are like abusing the system. And now, like, I understand like farming that wouldn't really be abusing the system. If I ran in, killed it, and was killing it with friends over and over, that's not really abusing it. But joining in at the last second, I think, is kind of stepping over the line, you know?
Yeah, it's sort of. I mean, it's a game mechanic that's in the game. And you shouldn't be able to turn in a quest unless you've been from the start of it.
You want to know what the new one is?
What?
You do the quest from the start, and then you get up to the point where you're about to collect the experience. You leave the game, start your own game, collect the experience, then you invite back into that game and collect the experience again.
What? So wait, right. You do the quest with someone else?
You do the quest with a friend. Mm-hmm. Preferably a high level that can run you through it quickly. You get up to the last part where you're about to speak to someone to collect the experience. Then you exit the game. And when you start your own game, it will start you off right there where you were. And you can collect the experience. Mm. Then what you do, you get your friend to invite you, and you can collect his experience as well. And I don't know. I don't want to fuck with it anymore, but my friend was doing it, and I was like, all right, I'm not getting experience anyway, so they're not really going to care. I'm already level 60.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, that's interesting. They were saying is that it was, you know, that their reasoning to block this was the fact that it was causing server instability and stuff like that because it was putting too much load because... you know, their servers have to...
leaving quickly, yeah.
Yeah, they have to load up these games every single time and everything like that. And sure, if, you know, you're thinking it only as yourself, but you got to also think that if this technique goes viral, which it I guess it had, if millions and millions of people are doing it all at once, you know, just over and over and over, making new games, it's more times that our servers are going to be crashed and more people bitching and everything like that, so... I understand, but I guess it was actually the first time they did it, it was too much. Like, they didn't put out a number for how many games. The patch that we're talking about is that they put out a patch that limited how many times you can join in a new game within a certain amount of time. Like, you can only be in a game, you can only join so many games before it just...
And how many times you can create your own game.
Right.
So,
I guess originally it was too many, and they, like, about an hour after that patch, they were like, they sent out another tweet saying, okay, we've taken it out right now, we're gonna fix it and make it a little bit more balanced, and then bring it back in.
Mm.
So I guess they've brought it back in since then.
I thought this update that we recently had was the one with the gems, and I was really, like, I went and checked my gem crafter, and it was still 3 and 30K. I was like,
oh. Oh. Yeah, no, I think that's...
I haven't been playing, really, because of that reason. I want to have the new updates. That's why I want to hold back the Inferno LP till that update as well.
Yeah, you know, I've been actually kind of thinking about the Inferno LP, and even though I'm sure a lot of people would like to see our struggle and stuff through there, I don't see... I mean, maybe we'll keep, like, Act 4 or something like that untouched or something, but I think we should still try to progress through it. To see, you know, just so we can get a good idea of, like, what gear and stuff.
What we're going up to,
Because I'm still really you guys seem to have figured out what you're doing with your characters. Maybe not your wizard so much, but you...
I've got an idea for my wizard. I'm gonna test it out, but yeah, I'm still iffy on it.
For me...
Talk about that in a bit.
My DPS, I thought it was great. Like, I mean, I thought it was about average, you know, and, because I'm about 45K right now, DPS. Yeah. Which is neat, but that's only with Sharpshooter, and that's with 100% crit.
Oh, yeah, with Sharpshooter.
Which is not real DPS.
You should be doing it without it, shouldn't you?
Right, so, like, I turned it off, and then
I thought you were fine. Now, if you turn it off, it obviously drops a lot,
It dropped me down to 33K, and which is understandable, but...
I'm pulling 39, I think.
Right,
wizard.
And that's the thing, and, like, I've looked up other people's builds and stuff like that, and there's Demon Hunters, they're pulling 120 plus, like, on average, 120 plus, like, high end, probably 150, and, you know, and I've seen one at 200. Like, apparently monks have this one ability that increases DPS for everybody by, like, 12% or something, I don't know, something like that.
Well, I know you hate a thing, like, but he made a guide on how to get so much damage.
Just getting to that I dislike Athena a lot, but the thing is, if hundreds of thousands of people are giving this fucker millions and millions of gold,
he's going to find the correct way to do something.
He's going to get the best equipment because he can afford it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I checked his guide on his Demon Hunter, and he's, I think, 160,000 or something like that on his current Demon Hunter. He uses a crossbow, though, which is interesting to me.
I've seen a live streamer pulling 187K damage with the bow.
Yeah, well, the thing is that we have a skill, I think it's Steady Aim, which is the one that affects both bows. You get 20% natural... it's either 20 or 15%. I use two that give me extra damage on bow. But if you're using a crossbow, it'll give you 50% more crit damage. And crit damage will actually increase your DPS by a large amount if you can crit. So if I use a crossbow and then I have 100% crit with sharpshooter, my DPS would probably be in the 90,000s or something like that.
Well, that's all right.
But that's only when I crit. As soon as I crit, my DPS will drop straight back down to 33.
That's I like the point that Athene brought up in, I don't know if it was the video you watched, but he doesn't concentrate on attack speed primarily, like, as his top few things, because with the slower attack speed, it gives it more time to build up his crit.
Yeah, and, well, it's not crit, it's actually hatred that he was talking about. But because the slower you shoot, there's more time in between to regain that hatred that you're firing, and that makes sense, because my current...
And you've kind of been the opposite, haven't you? You've been getting out as many shots as you can.
Well, because that'll build my hatred, because I figured the faster I can shoot, the faster I build my hatred, because I shoot so quick, because you gain hatred every time you fire. And my current DPS is at or my current attack speed rather is 3.26 now, actually, with some of my new gear, and that's fast, dude. I mean, that's fast. That's over three shots a second, and apparently, and that's with just, you know, my mediocre gear. And I'm pretty sure I can hit four no problem with some better gear. And that's my alarm.
Wake up!
Yeah.
Wake up!
You guys are used to hearing that.
Yep.
I'll turn those off right now. So, watching a thing in his videos, I dislike the guy, but he understands what's going on right now because he has the ability to get the equipment and stuff like that, and he's worked it out because he wants to do the fastest whatever. First off, he doesn't know. I think he legitimately doesn't know what the word one shot means.
I think he really has a problem
understanding what that is, because he says, "Oh, because I could basically one shot Diablo," and then it shows him fighting Diablo, and he's like 12 shots in, 15, 20 shots.
That's
okay,
I feel that he thinks one shot, or like the way he uses one shot, not so much feels
just
what
killing
it means.
Quickly.
Yeah, he's killing it in like one go without dying. That's what I thought implies it as.
No, because he could just apply that to fucking everything in life. You know, it's right, when I hear one shot, I'm thinking three or less shots.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I mean, one shot is it's a very strict term.
One shot, I wouldn't mind if he one hit each one, like shadow form.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
The minimum amount.
Right, but he's like 15 shots per form, which is quick. It's very quick.
It's still quick, but
it's not one
not
shot.
Freaking enough.
He kept saying one shot like over and over, and I'm like, dude, that's not one shot. Just shut up and just, I mean, and he brings up another fact. He says that you shouldn't concentrate too much on vitality and resistances as a demon hunter. We're going to get one hit everywhere in Inferno. It does not matter. And that's completely true, because I went from having probably about 30 resistances across the board from Hell, and I had problems in Hell. Like, I wasn't one-shot a lot, but I was at a few times. But a lot of times I would get hit once, and I'd be blinking red. And I'd had to run away. You guys know this because we play together. And so I'd be constantly running away and everything like that. And I thought, okay, in Inferno, whatever. I'm going to farm up. I saved about 3 million gold or something like that. And I upgraded all my gear to have resistance stats on something, you know. And so I had about 260 resistances across the board. And coming from 30, that's a big jump.
Yeah.
But then playing Inferno, I was just like, I'm still getting wrecked. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm like, I'm looking back at you guys, and you guys have so much survivability. And I know that monks and barbarians, they have 30%.
Plus, we're both using shields.
Yeah, and you're both, you later on, you started using shields as well. I just don't get it. I figured I'd be a little bit more, and I have 28,000 health now. Actually, I think I have 30 something.
What your build should be like is you should use that health one, because the health every now and then is going to help you, and maybe 10 to 15k health, just so if there's a skeleton on you in Inferno, as long as you're attacking the main objective, like say a boss, you're gaining the health that the skeleton's hitting, and it's not one-shotting you.
Oh, you're talking about the nether tentacle move?
Yeah.
I am going to use that, because
I think he does it too low, because he can get one-shot by anything, and I feel that the teeniest minion should not be able to one-shot you.
That's exactly right, and I was going to bring that up too. I think that he took it too extreme. Like, he is just absolutely pure damage, and I'm like, I'm going to lay off of resistances a bit, but I'm going to keep some of my vitality. And
if you get a good 100 all resistance with Ryrai's thing and my thing, you should be maybe 250.
Yeah, but the thing is that you want to use your wizard now, so I'm not going to have that.
Oh, my wizard has something, but it doesn't affect all of us. Oh, that sucks. So, I have my 30%, but is Terry going to come with us or no?
I'm not 100% sure. I haven't.
I'm built on both. Well, I'm not built on my wizard yet, but I've got an idea for my wizard. We'll speak about that when you're done.
Yeah, and so I think that's just where I'm going to go. I checked out some of his gear. I have some of it. But, you know, seeing as how he actually mentioned, like, specific gear in his video all the prices of those things have shot through the fucking roof. Like, the boots that I got, they increase attack speed.
The Bojanglers? Speed.
Yes.
Did you get the right ones? Because there's cheap ones that are, like, 150k, and then there's the proper ones that are 3 mil.
Well, that's the thing. The ones that are 3 mil are the ones with dex on them. The ones that are 150k are ones with strength.
No, the ones with 150k also have the increased attack speed, the wrong phrasing, and that apparently...
Oh, right, Well, there's a difference. There's attack speed increase, which is the right one. And then there's increased attack speed, which is the wrong one. The one that says increased in the first bit is wrong because it's bugged right now and it doesn't work. But I got the right ones.
Well, either way, I think when, like, they're going to patch that eventually and then everyone will be fine.
Well, yeah. No, they better fucking patch it. Why wouldn't they? It's like, no, that's a feature. We're there. That's there to fuck you up.
That's, yeah. Oh,
thanks.
It's a trick.
Do you think maybe it's melee-wise? Do you think that increased attack speed works for only,
melee?
Like...
No, 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 because I've seen barbarian people builds that are talking about how it doesn't
it's
help them
wrong,
at all.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you care about attack speed right now?
Yeah, no, but still.
Yeah.
Mr. Tanky Tankerson!
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I'm just gonna go pure damage, and I'm gonna just have to hope that Rai can keep him off of me, and Terry can help heal me.
I'm gonna see if I can get my taunt to work more efficiently.
Because
that's really gonna help
you. You said that it wasn't working, and I find that hard to believe. But then again, things are still bugged.
Some things they'll walk away from me when I taunt them, but some things taunt just doesn't work on.
Maybe it's got fear in it.
I don't know, maybe.
Does it fear them, and then, like, they fear away, and then they'll be right beside the table
taunt,
and pop onto him?
Taunt brings them to them. It distracts the monster. It pisses them off to go fight Rai, basically.
It flicks them in the dick.
Yeah, it flicks the dick, and then they're like, why did you fucking flick my dick? And then
that's not cool, bro.
So, yeah.
Well, I think for your survivability, life on hit's a very good thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I believe my bow gives me 2.9% of my damage that I do, plus the nether tentacles, which gives me 8% or 12% or something like that, 6%? I don't know, somewhere around there. It's below 15% for every time that it hits, and it does multiple
hits.
With
the thing with the 2.9% is...
It doesn't work in Inferno.
It does downgrades in Inferno, like 75% less. Yeah.
What is it? I don't get it.
Some weapons will have a stat that says like 3% life on hit, of your damage.
That's why you get the ones that do numbers on hit, so like 800
life on hit. There's life on hit and there's life steal.
Yeah.
There's 3% life steal and then there's
life
like
steal in Diablo 2 was the boom boom.
Right. Well, that's what I'm probably going to have to look into, because I just spent, like, 1.2 mil on my current bow, and to upgrade my current bow, I need probably about 4 or 5 mil, somewhere around there, because...
Oh, shit. You'll be playing forever.
Yeah. It's shitty. I should just...
So you think we should do a, like, slow through Inferno, and then we'll do a Let's Play of it?
Yeah, I think that we should probably go it through at least Act 2, and then, like, we should keep playing Act 2.
We should do it now, and then when it updates, it will actually be easier, apparently, so it will be more fluent. And
what do you mean
I think that
will...
The way that they're making it easier is that you can get high-end drops on Act 1 and 2.
No, but apparently the jump between difficulty was bigger between some of the acts.
Well, they're not really going to... They're kind of, it's nerfing it, but they're just kind of smoothing it out rather than making a massive jump.
Yeah, and I think that will prepare us a bit better. But yeah, with my wizard, I was going like, oh, I should get resistance gear, but then I was thinking, all right, so I can get 50 resistance, 100 vitality, or 80 vitality, 80 intelligence, and then 50 resistance to all. Or I could get 200 intelligence and then 100 vitality, and that will give me the resistance and the extra damage. It does give me less resistance, but the fact is it's giving me a lot of extra damage, and I feel that's more important to my class.
Yeah, no, it is.
A lot of area of effect damage. Yeah.
Because if you really think about it, since intelligence does add towards resistances, that your class is built on intelligence, you know?
Yeah.
Like, more intelligence you have, the more damage you do, more intelligence you have, the more resistance you have. So,
you're
helping yourself hand in hand.
So what I was aiming for was maybe 40k to 50k damage, depending how like much I want to push like my health down, and then the rest of vitality, and hopefully get a fair bit of vitality.
I think that if you're gonna go with your wizard, that we need to just be pure damage. I think
the max I've seen on a wizard is like 80k. I think
I've seen like 150.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen wizards critting for 350k.
Oh, wow. All right, we're going to do that.
Glass cannon, bro.
Yeah, a wizard can solo Inferno, like, crazy easy, apparently. So, I'll show you a video that I saw, too, of this one guy that was just rolling through Inferno like it was just no big deal, and he was just blasting everything. I mean, he still had to run away, because if he did get hit, he'd get fucked, but...
I was watching Method do it, and I was like, wow, because, like...
Those Method guys, they know what's up. I have a lot more respect for them than I do for Athene. And,
well, I'm not going to put my opinion in
Athene, I'm going to put my fucking opinion in.
Method, you don't have a YouTube and, get crushed.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, well, Method and Kryperion, who I watch because I'm a barb.
Oh, he's cool.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. They've played MMOs and this kind of thing. They've played Diablo 2. They know what's up. Mm-hmm. They know how the game works. They know the mechanics. They know what they're doing. Athene, he gets carried through everything by other people who know what's up.
Hmm. I can see where you're coming from with that, because it does feel like Athene is just, you know, if you're handed everything, like, best
he's writing his success.
You know, of course you're not going to really know the game, because you're not struggling and, like, trying to work out, like, oh, well, this isn't really helping me, you know, maybe I should try this. And then you can pass that knowledge on to other people. Because his build, if you actually really break it down to the point to where, you know, you really just want to disprove him, his build can work in any sort of build. I mean, if he did the same thing, but he went all resistance-based, he would basically be a tank that would never die. He would just have to, you know, take a little bit more time killing things, but he wouldn't have to run everywhere. Or if he went straight attack speed, he could probably pull out 5 shots a second or something like that, and just, you know, machine gun things down with just your normal attack.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just, if you choose one stat and just go fucking full force with it, it's going to do great for you.
Yeah,
it's obviously going to do great for you. And, you know, if you have an unlimited amount of money, which he does, because I saw in his video he had 87 million just in his purse right there, and he already has all his gear. And he still has 87 million left, you know? Like, it's insane. I wish I had people that give me money. Hey, if you guys want to give me money, let me know. we appreciate it.
All right. Well, we're going to bring up someone on the Realm page. But we're not going to actually say the name because I don't want them... obviously, he probably doesn't watch this, but if he does, hey. But
what's that?
He said he did the... tried to solo Diablo on Inferno 400 times and counting, and it was like... He seemed to think that it was, like, him, but it's, like, he's on a Demon Hunter with pure damage, kind of like Athene, and it's, like, I watched Athene's live streams. He dies a fuckload. He may post that video where he 2-second killed every boss, but I watched him die a billion times before that, getting that clip.
Yeah.
People see, like, the line... Is Limelight, is it?
No, people see... I mean, everybody's better in editing. That's what it is. I mean, like, you guys don't see how many times we failed to do any of our videos. I mean, when I do, like, my Skyrim videos where I...
Oh,
you know,
my
I have, like, a script written out, and then, you know, I read through it. Some things... Yeah, you've heard me on some of them. I just can't get through a certain sentence, because, like, I can write down whatever, you know, and I'll read through it in my mind. I'm like, you know what? That sounds awesome.
I like when you're like... You'll go through this passage, and you just
your
keep getting stuck on that
up.
One word. And it's a normal word, too. It's not some, like...
Yeah, it could just be the word doorway, and I'm saying doorway. I can't say it.
Doorway.
And so I have to, like, stop and, like, think, okay, you know, all right. doorway.
Everyone, you know? Comment on Potato's latest video. Can't say doorway, bro. All right.
We use doorway as a fucking example. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
But yeah, there is, you know, there is normal words where I just get stuck on them, and I'm like, I can't. My mouth is not moving right now, and I just can't say it.
You know what I hate? Speaking about saying updates. So say, like, you're just speaking about something in your life, and you don't think you did it fluent enough, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then you remake it, but you miss a point, and then you remake it again.
In your mind, you're like, yeah, you're like, oh, I already talked about that. Oh, wait, that was
bad. Yeah, and then by, like, the sixth cut, I'm like, bye. It's just,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot of things. Like, you really gotta... people just see the surface of things, and they're not getting, like, the whole thing. It's like the tip of the iceberg type of deal. You only see the top. You're not seeing all the bullshit and minutia down below. And
like YouTube, that goes
without granted.
Rough sides.
Because, like, a lot of people, they'll take what we do, I don't want to say for granted, because, you know, we love what we do and everything like that. I'm saying, like, they don't understand the process of what it takes to make all the things. Like, they don't understand, like, how much work I have to do to put out 3 videos a day like I used to. I was getting burnt on that, and I kind of slowed down on it, and I do it every now and then, you know, as a surprise or whatever.
When I go to someone's channel after seeing, like, some comment like, oh, you can only do 1 video a day, and if they have no videos, I'll accept them. I'll understand, because all they see me as is someone talking to a mic.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have videos themselves, it brings me back to, like, when I had, like, when we were both small, and it was like, you were full of ideas, you had your whole life to speak about because you'd never spoken about it before. Mm-hmm. Content was a lot fresher back then, so doing anything was interesting. Yep. It's kind of like COD. Like, it started off, all right, 360 kill. Oh,
that's the thing.
Awesome.
Like, I was just... It's weird because you uploaded that Modern Warfare 2 montage on our joint channel. Mm-hmm. And I was watching it, and I was, like, reading through some of the comments, and people were comparing it to stuff that was now.
Yeah.
And that's an older one, isn't it?
Yeah, it was made, like, a few weeks after Modern Warfare was out, I think.
Yeah, and so, like, people are like, oh, well, where's your ladder stalls and, like, fucking all this other stuff? And, like, I look through my old montages, and I see people commenting the same thing, and I'm like, this was made back when just seeing these videos was entertaining. Like, just seeing music played with some, you know, nice clips. They weren't fantastic, I admit. My
it was a lot about the editing, too. Now it's like...
Well, now it's like, if you're not having...
editing. It's like cookie cutter. Isn't that the word you use?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cookie cutter. Woo! Well, yeah, cookie cutter actually works really well because it's the same editing in every video, because everybody feels like that's the standard now, and no one's going out of the box with it. And I agree that some of it does work in its way, you know, dubstep.
Yeah, they're getting the best out of it, yeah.
Is being used as well a lot, and although I do enjoy dubstep in some videos and stuff like that, it can be overused, and especially if it's a song that's just...
There was some song that was overplayed, like, a lot, to the point where, like, every video, like, I found it on RuneScape videos to COD videos.
Is it Skrillex?
It was Frozen by Cell Dweller.
Oh, yeah, Cell Dweller.
Yeah.
And then there's...
Because everyone uses their music as well, because it doesn't get copyright strikes because they sell their rights, so it's less sus. Yeah. Yeah.
There was this other... I'm trying to find it. It's a trance song. And they had a really weird name. It was some basic name. I'm trying to remember it, and I'm having a hard time. Music. Do I have any of it? Trance?
I feel like how Brenny usually feels in the podcast.
Oh, there it is. 009 Sound System. And then they use that song.
I hate
Escape.
That song! That.
Song. I'm going to play a little bit of it right now, just so people in the podcast, if you don't know, this song. Here. And it sucks because the song itself is actually a good song.
You know what it is? It's the auto select song for when you replace music.
Right, yeah. And then YouTube added that to their library to where if you had copyrighted music, that you can be like, oh, well, I can just replace it with this and I won't get a strike on my channel, but I just can't monetize this particular video. and you can replace it with that. And like, because back when I had to re-upload my Hogwarts videos, because I had Deadmau5 songs and stuff like that on them, I had that option. I could either do that and just not monetize my videos, or I could re-upload them with Cat's music. And I was like, well, I'm just gonna do that.
And, that was me. That was all me.
So, and Dreamscape was one of the songs, and I'm like, ah. And then it just shows up everywhere, and then like everybody used it anyways, and it's weird because like I used to listen to that song at my old job because it was a very tedious work, and I was just it was mindless data entry and stuff like that. So I put it on because it helps kind of just keep me going at a certain pace, you know, because it was a song I could space out to, and it's a good song. I wouldn't mind listening to it.
Like and dislike space out songs. I will like find a heap of them late night while I'm playing Minecraft or just Diablo, just doing my own thing, not even interacting with anyone. And I'll put all these songs in my playlist, and then I'll wake up in the morning, I'm like, this is shit! But last night, I was like, oh, this is some good fucking music!
You know what? I do the same thing every now and then with my Spotify playlist. I'll be like,
dude, I only get Spotify for 14 days.
Spotify Premium?
No, like, I only get the trial for 14 days. I can't listen to it with adverts anymore.
What? Right. How you still use it?
He bought
it.
Well,
Brian, you paid. Yeah, but I bought it. Paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, we only get the 14-day trial. That's shit.
I don't believe that.
I will prove it.
I think that I don't know. I don't believe that. I don't believe that they would be like, hey, Australia, you get it now, but only for 14 days. Pay up, motherfuckers. Because they don't do that. I mean, they just put ads and then they make tons of money off the ads. So fuck you anyways, right? So even if you're not going to pay it for it, they're going to put ads on it anyways, you know? I don't believe that you're lying to me, is what I'm saying. I think that you are doing it, or you're telling me the truth. I just feel that that's stupid. Maybe there's
you're
something.
Wrong.
Yeah, maybe something got fucked up in the lines.
Oh, something I want to speak about, the right arrival will follow. So, ages ago, when my graphics card burnt out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I finally was like, what the fuck is going on? Because they never called me. I went there, and apparently, I went there 3 days ago, and they were like, come back in 3 days. Came back in 3 days. They were like, come back in 2 days. But yeah, apparently it's sent on the way back. I will either be getting, I'm getting a brand new one, I know that. But if it is in a sealed box, I can actually exchange it back with them and get my money back. So I'm really hoping for that. That $700
awesome.
Would be awesome. And yeah, if it isn't, then I'm going to have to sell it on like eBay or Newegg or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Whatever that's the fuck my, Australians use.
That's my little epic story there.
Well, awesome. I'm very very happy to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why you say that.
I was looking at your case the other day.
What?
I was looking at your case the other day, because my computer's on the ground now, so it's either way you can't hear it. And I was like, well, should I
just... Oh, you're going all robot-y.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Okay.
And I am here.
All right, welcome back.
Anyway, so my computer's on the ground now, so I can... could have your case or like a case like yours with better airflow and more space for fans, and then hopefully my computer will run smoother. I'm also thinking about doing the wires because I feel that they're too tight and it makes my SSD drop out. I don't know how, but I feel like my screen freezes for a bit and then unfreezes.
Well, the SSD, you can just throw that around all day while it's connected.
Yeah, but I feel it's more the plug. The plug, like, wobbles a bit, maybe. Because it was a very tight, like, how I had the cords and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. That could be it. If your screen's freezing and stuff like that,
it's not my screen, it's the whole computer, though, because I'll be playing Minecraft and listening to music, and I'll hear the music go, aah! Although that still could be the graphics card, but yeah.
Well, I was going to say, is it blue screening?
It comes
back every time?
Yeah, it comes back. Occasionally, I'll still get the blue screen because of the graphics card. Can you actually tell me when your last update was for the thing? Because I feel like mine's not up to date and, yeah.
You can check for updates via the program.
Yeah, I have been, but I feel like it says now checking updates.
Like
Do you know
last update was Monday, April 2nd. And that seems way too long ago.
What version do you have?
Where does it say the version?
I don't know. Figure it out. You use your brain.
Version. Software. I type in version and it comes up with software. I have driver package version 8.96-1203158.
That's not the number I was looking for. I was looking for like 12.4 or something like that. Hold on. What was it again? 8.961?
Yeah, and that's my driver packaging version. Is that the right thing?
That's the one I have.
Really?
Yeah. The thing is, though, is that, like, I think... I want to say that the reason... Because we both have the same exact card now. We both have the same exact video card. I think you might be better off actually going back to that NVIDIA one. But the problem is that you won't be able to get your money back unless you can sell your 7970. And because I was assuming, because I'm still having blue screen problems as well. In fact, I blue screened right before we started this, and it's still really random. I've been providing my card with extra power because part of me feels that every now and then my computer will just dip and it won't give my video card back. Oh, I need more power, and so I have it set to I think 15% extra more power that it's able to pull, and I have a 1,000-watt power supply. That's definitely not the problem. This power supply could run easily two of these and still have room for more.
I run 9.
Yeah, and so I don't know what the problem is, and people should know that I'm not an idiot when it comes to computers, and I've tried a lot of things. I've ran a lot of memory tests and everything like that on my RAM sticks. Those are fine because that's what some people are complaining about.
Everyone goes to the brand. It's like, oh, your brand. Well, that's the thing. Is wrong. It's like, fuck.
Well, the thing is that the blue screen that we're getting, it says ATI in the first bit of it. It's ATIKMPEG.sys. And I've memorized it because it fucking happens all the goddamn time, and I've researched it so much. But the problem predates 6 years or so. So we have 6 years of internet. Of people talking about how their dual core Celeron is fucking broken, and their 100-watt power supply is struggling to power their fucking 9800 XT or something like that, and I'm like, you motherfucker, I have a computer that's basically a supercomputer back then, and I need to know why it's still happening now, and so since this problem has actually happened for so long ago. I don't believe that it's not ATI
related
because it does say ATI in it, which makes sense. And some people are actually saying that it's actually our Catalyst Control Center. You know, when you right click your desktop and you went to go check your version and stuff, that whole menu.
I have a question. Hands up.
Okay. Hands up.
So when I turn my computer on, I feel like. I'll be doing my thing, and then the Catalyst thing will open, and it will take, like, my mouse off everything. And, like, it's nothing big, but it shits me. Is that, like, meant to happen?
I don't know. Can you explain it better? What do you mean it takes your mouse off of things?
I feel like the Catalyst thing in my, you know, little arrow thing at the bottom right? I'll be doing my thing, I'll be on the internet, and then that will pop up and, like, take priority. It doesn't pop up anything on the screen, but it unselects everything, basically.
Interesting. I've never had that problem. When you switched your video cards, did you get rid of your NVIDIA drivers completely?
Yeah, you told me to. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, because I think I walked you through it or told you how to do it, and I just wanted to double check. Because if you have NVIDIA drivers and ATI drivers, they'll conflict and they'll give you more problems. this blue screen problem has happened to me through formats. So people saying probably going to tell me to format. I've done that. I've also gone through three different SSDs as just an OS drive just to see if it's the problem or not. And I actually part of me feels that it may be our spindle drives because you have a spindle drive in your computer too, don't you? For storage, you have like a 750, I think.
Mine takes a sec to boot up. Like, I'll click something in the folder, and then it was like...
Because it powers down. And, And
that's shit.
And I don't know... Because we've both had these hard drives. You've had that 750 for over a year. I know that for sure. Because you talked about that, you know, when we first met, how you had an external that you never used.
Oh, no. We bought one for my computer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we didn't do, like, an old one or anything. Oh, I still have that other one. I should plug it in at some point.
Okay, well, anyways, I've had these Barracudas. I think
you should speak about that story of us working together as a team to pull that motherfucker apart. Me and my underwear.
You were in your underwear a lot when we first talked.
I always am. It's just we don't webcam that much.
Yeah, even though I bought a webcam for you just to talk to you and help you through your computer and stuff. Yeah. A nice one, too. It's like...
Mine went shit now. I thought it was the boom boom, but now it's kind of like out of date.
I don't know. I'm still pretty impressed with yours. I've always been impressed with your.
You got a boner at mine the first time. You're like, wow.
Well, yeah, because like up until then, I've always been dealing with people's like shitty 1 megapixel fucking webcam.
Well, I update every shit. Like you 4 seconds. My standards up. I used to deal with the bullshit. But now it's like, well, if you're gonna have a shitty mic, don't fucking speak to me, mate. I'll punch you in the head.
There's one guy that does Minecraft videos, and he's a really popular guy. He does mod reviews and stuff like that and helps you through stuff. I think it's Direwolf. Can someone correct me on that? No?
Oh, okay. Is that the guy that does the Let's Play of the Technic or something?
I don't know. I know he does a lot of like tutorials for Technic, and like he does tutorials. He's basically the video that you watch when you look at mods. Like you go to a mod page and you look through and you're like, oh, I want to see this in action. So you check it out, and it's him. Like it's always him. He does this, and then he
sends
the video.
I feel like you're speaking about iPod Mail, but I don't think you are.
No, I'm not. And because iPod Mail has a great mic, this guy
Firewolf 20.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. He. Had I think he's upgraded actually since then, but he used to have the worst fucking mic ever, and it was just all treble.
And you just wanted to fist him.
And it was just white noise the entire time, and it hurt my like when you were done listening to him, you take your headphones off, and you're like, oh my god, my head hurts. What's going on?
I hate when that happens.
And he had the worst mic, and like I would sit there and be like, why are you making reviews? Fucking just buy a new mic. Ryan's $20 Logitech mic sounds better than what he had. And so, like, I don't know. If you guys are looking for a good mic, you'd be really surprised on how the quality of those cheap Logitech mics are. And so just try that out. I don't know. But, I think he did finally upgrade, which I'm very happy because I liked watching his videos because that's how I would learn how to use some mods and crap like that. So good job, Direwolf.
This one's... sounds pretty good.
Okay, that's good.
He's very loud, though. I'll say that.
It's better to be loud than quiet. You can always turn him down. Yeah. So
I hate people that say that. It's like, your video is loud. It's like, well, turn it down.
Bitch, you got a fucking volume.
Yeah, right? It's like, sorry, I'll speak quieter for you. Everyone else isn't complaining, but you, I'm going to... Oh, this shout out to DickSucker401... I'll be speaking quieter now, and then everyone's like, you're speaking too quiet! I'm like, shout out to the other 50,000 people that actually were happy with me, you fucker.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things. It's like, you can always go down, but if you're at max volume and it's still too quiet, you know.
You can always go down, bitch!
So, yeah, you can always turn it down. And,
yo.
I try to always keep my videos at the same level, but Team LPs, I can't. You guys just got to accept that Team LPs are going to be all over the place, and it's going to be crazy loud. So,
let's go back to things that I can talk about.
Let's talk about your barbarian. Like, do you have any advice for other people that are trying to do barbarians and are having a hard time?
I've met some complete to this game. Like,
oh, I've met some idiots. Yes. And you're always so objective towards your own class. Because I've played with some demon hunters, and I'm like, you're doing that wrong. that's wrong.
You're wrong. Stop
doing that. Stop the person that just like, oh, my demon hunter's not doing enough DPS.
Yeah. It's like, how much DPS you pulling? Like 6K, and I'm already at like over 30. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're messing up. you know. So yeah, barbarians. I mean, they're basically the heart of a group because they keep everybody alive. They keep things off of them and stuff like that. So
yes,
they need help. give these people help.
Very little damage. Damage is completely safe. I don't give a fuck about damage. I have, what's my damage now? 8k. That's very, very little damage. That's for Infernal.
Still there. Like, you can still take out the annoying boss.
Yeah,
I
can
like,
still take out things, yeah.
That's 8k probably in Act 2 of Inferno, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, the only real... That 8k could help you, like, with a skeleton on you. That's all he really needs it for. If there's something in the way that he needs to grab the attention of.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, well, no, yeah. Damage shouldn't be your number one priority at all.
I want to see your
fuck with damage at all. My health has actually dropped a bit because I replaced... Well, I didn't replace them. I got gear that had more all resist for less health. But yeah, all resist is definitely a very good thing that you want. You want to try and stay probably around the 50k mark for health. And
high 40s, low 50s, somewhere around there.
Yeah, high 40s, low 50s. Mid 50s is a very good place to be if you can keep your resistance as high as well. But yeah, armor and resistances.
A general tip for like every character is not concentrate on one thing unless that is what your character is. So like,
yeah.
A wizard, pure damage, unless you want to have a more tankable wizard. A demon hunter, pure damage, unless you want to have a more tankable demon hunter, which isn't really that possible, so you might as well go 100% damage with them. But then, like, a barbarian, I've seen people like, oh, I've got 120k health. You don't need that much. You never just... You're going to have no armor, so that's just going to... All right, you can have armor and resistance, and
well,
then the health.
Well, you can't have armor, because one of the passives, which I really recommend, is what's it? Nerves of Steel, which increases 100% of your vitality to armor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah,
like, it's pretty G.
People just stack one thing because they think, oh, my Demon Hunter stacks pure dexterity. I might as well stack pure strength or pure vitality on my barbarian. So you got to get the resistance.
You got to stack some dexterity on that barb.
Get them resistance and the armor and a shield. Shields. I don't like 2 one-handed weapons. I haven't seen them efficiently do much more than any one-handed weapon. Like the most
monks.
All barbarians, like a barbarian using 2 axes. I don't know if they can do that, but
yeah
just
can dual wield, but I don't know why.
Two-handeds for, I think, barbarians, witch doctors, sorcs, wizards, and monks are pointless. The only character that you can use a two-hander efficiently is the demon hunter.
Yeah, because we actually gain a lot of attack speed from it.
Well,
and you still have the quiver.
No.
It depends what kind of build you're doing on your barb. Barbs can use two-handed weapons quite well, actually. If you're using two-handed weapon on a barb, you should have high DPS.
Yeah.
If you want to get higher DPS on a barb. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that the two-handed weapon should be upped to do more damage, but because you're using a two-handed weapon, you can't have a shield, your speed will be slower. But I don't know, I feel like they're not that much higher than like a good one-handed weapon. Obviously, you'll pay a lot more for that one-handed, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I misunderstood you when you said demon hunters can use two-handed weapons and still hold a quiver. I thought you meant like 2 one-handed crossbows type of deal.
No.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. Because our bows and there are bows and then there's two-handed crossbows as well.
Yeah.
That you can still wear a quiver with.
Yeah.
So, yeah. real quick, before we get too far away from the barb thing, I was watching a video with Nanania and Hundar on Realm, and one of the top upvoted comments was a dude bitching about how they called it a barb and not a barbarian. They're like, it's barbarian, not a barb!
Barb's like, for barbarian.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand that argument. I was like, what do you...
Bunch of fucking noobs.
I don't understand what they were talking about. Like, what else is barb referred to? Like, when you hear Barb, what do you hear?
Barbara Streisand, that duck song.
No.
Hated that song.
Barbara Shop.
Not even. I don't ever hear it fucking shortened down to Barb. Yeah, I'm going to go down to the Barb real quick.
Wire fence.
So, like, there's little things, but in our day-to-day lives, when you hear Barb, what do you think of?
Not in our day-to-day lives of sitting on the computer.
I'm saying day-to-day as, like, a computer, you know, or a video
as
game
a dork
enthusiast. Right, yeah. That's what,
video
yeah,
game enthusiast.
Yeah, or dork. That works, too. I'm trying to make us sound fancy, all right? You're ruining the illusion.
Pussy slayers!
As our day-to-day lives as a pussy slayer, what do you think of when you say Barb?
Barbed wire fence.
Ah, okay. Because you got a barbed wire fence like tattoo. Like
I want to bring up pussy slayers.
Do you?
So CJ got his new car. My friend CJ has a car. It's pretty nice, and it's a nicer car. And like all the young people stare at it. And I was like, oh man, you should call it the pussy slayer because you get babes. We went for a cruise tonight. So many guys were looking at the car. It was like, I felt like they were staring at me. And yeah, I want to call it like the ass slayer because it slays male and female ass.
Well, if you only saw guys looking at it, girls really just don't, a lot of girls don't really care about cars, man.
Oh man, there were heaps as today.
As long as you have one, they don't care.
Yeah.
You can take the places
like,
in
it. It's your area. It's like, in general, no. But, like, if you're doing a cruise, and you're going to bump into girls that are cruising, too.
Yeah, but the thing about...
They look like drug addicts,
jelly beans. They're fucking, they're attention-seeking cars, so people are going to look at it regardless.
Yeah. Mm.
So.
It's not worked or anything, though. We didn't really have the music loud. Oh, cops are so sus! We were, like, driving, and, like, all these guys were, like, around each other, and then this car drives up really fast, and we're like, and then we looked in the back, and we saw that, like, it was an undercover cop car, and he was just driving around with us, like, waiting for one of us to be a dickhead. Everyone knew he was a cop. Everyone was looking at him. He had the laptop, the antenna things. It was just, undercover cop cars are too new, and they're too
obvious.
Common.
They're too obvious.
That, you, like, so
well, the thing is, you gotta understand that a cop's mentality is that he'll be around to, you know, catch you, obviously, if you're gonna do something stupid. But the thing is, he'll also be there to calm you down. You'll be like, oh shit, well, he's here, so we won't do anything
as
stupid. So he's stopping you before you even do anything stupid and hurt someone.
It made us want to become cops because we're thinking like, well, if he could just cruise around with us all day, that's what we were doing. We weren't dragging or anything. We just wanted to cruise around with people. There's people that ruin it. The people that drag and do illegal shit are the people that ruin it for the people that just want, like, a group of cars driving together in, like, a friendly environment.
I understand what you mean by that because I used to do that, too, back when I was younger, and I hung out with this this air-cooled group here in the town that I live in. Air-cooled as in old-school Volkswagen cars that are air-cooled, not water-cooled. Because new cars have radiators, I mean, they're cooled by water. These old ones, they were just cooled by the air that went by.
Like beetles and shit?
Yeah, like old school bugs and and buses and stuff. But a lot of them were, like, done up really nice. So there was, like, hot rod ones, and then there was, like, restored ones, and then there was ones
hot
that just
rods are so... I do not like old cars. I just... I'm out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah, I hot know. Rods are... It's not everybody's thing, but, like, anyways, we'd have this group of, like, 15, 20 people, right, of these old-school cars, and we would just cruise around, you know? So we have, like, it's you know, you just drive through a town, and, like, everybody's like, oh, that's cool. There's a bunch of old-school
cars.
Right, so, like, we've gotten thrown out of we've had the sheriff called on us because we parked at a gas station so some people could fill up, and it was sort of like a break. It was, like, in the middle of the cruise, so we all just kind of stopped at this gas station, and the gas station clerk freaked out. They didn't know what was going on. I guess they thought that we were going to, like, start shooting
the
people.
The V-Dub gang.
Yeah, like, old school, like, old people,
fucking
too. Like,
rock up in a bus and rob someone.
This old,
it's like the early days of the East Side Skirt gang.
Yeah. So they called the sheriff on us, and they told us that we couldn't do this anymore, and that we had to leave and everything like that, and we were just like, okay, sure, why not? You know, and so But yeah, like it's fun to do, you know. It's just fun to be a part of that crowd and whatever, you know. We brought a lot of business to that gas station. I don't know why they're fucking bitching, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. And it would be good business too, because you'd be buying the half of them would be buying the nice fuel that like.
Yeah, the engine. You'd think that, but these people are poor, so no. But they'll be inside, you know, buying fucking tons of cigarettes and bullshit like that. It was awful. But yeah, still. They brought a lot of money to him in a very short amount of time, so I don't know what was wrong with them.
Yeah.
I guess they just freaked out. So, I'm with you on that one.
Mm.
I don't hang out with those people.
When anymore. I come in, when I come to hang out with you, we're going for a cruise in your car.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we've already said that.
Yeah.
If you do come down here, I want to take you to like Santa Cruz.
What's that?
It's like the beach.
Basically, you can cruise with Santa.
Oh, well, yeah. I gotta get shredded then. Santa Cruz. Super shredded.
Huh?
I gotta get super shredded and I'll just be topless. I'm gonna wax my chest.
And just imagine Brenny at those muscle beaches. And well, he's just walking around in the middle.
I could take him to one of those. I'm pretty sure there is one there on.
Some little fucking place where I'm gonna look like a bitch. Take me to the fat slob-like beach so I look shredded.
You'll be in America. You're already here. That's everywhere. You'll be fine. But no, Santa Cruz is like a tourist spot, sort of. It's a fun place to go. It's on the beach. There's a boardwalk. It's pretty famous. A lot of movies were shot there. Pokemon was shot there. And then there's a place right next to Santa Cruz. It's a smaller town. It's called Capitola. And it's a very stylized place. Like, there's a lot of really neat little buildings and crap like that. You'll have fun.
Oh, we're going to hang out so hardcore. I'm so doing... My next 24-hour live stream is so going to meeting you. That's it.
That's way too much to ask for people, I think, dude. That's not, you know...
We could do live videos together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to look up that picture that apparently Kanye West... Ready? No, God, it's not that planned. I don't have any money.
Yeah, you can still look at the prices of tickets. Jeez.
Suppose.
Yeah.
Suppose.
What about this Kanye West picture?
What? Well, he tweeted a picture of Kim Kardashian nude, apparently, and I just wanted to see like if it is her. It doesn't really look like her. She got a huge ass, though.
Why would he have a nude picture of her? And I have why no would you clue. Want it from Kanye?
You
just fucking Google it, and he'll find 1,000 of them.
No, but I want to see what's going on. Like it's not. It's her back. Like you can't see any. You can see her ass crack and the side of her tit. People like get worked up over the stupidest shit.
Yeah.
There's a sex tape of her.
Yeah, I watched that. That was crap. That was crap.
You should do start a new channel called
Brenny's Porn Star Reviews.
Yeah. you call it Pussy Slayer.
Well, I am very up to date with the porn community.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with them?
Mila, I don't know. There was some chick that I was like, damn. And then there was some other chick that I found someone mentioned in a Minecraft video, and I looked him up and I was like, damn.
Damn. So this channel's just going to consist of videos of you looking at porn stars and going, damn!
Yeah. It's got the porn star's name. It's like Kim Kardashian porno. And then it's just like me, damn! Sometimes if I can't be fucked like making a new video, I'll just use previous damns.
Do all the comments. Hey, I've heard that damn before.
Give this one 3 dams out of 5.
Ooh, new topic! Have you heard of, I know, I'm so exciting.
I feel like you should have, like, a little tune, like a little news tune or something that goes on. It's like, new topic!
Have you heard of the channel Yum Yum F?
Nah.
Oh.
They're trying to bring, YouTube, like, TV-style videos, like actual, I don't know, like, how you would have How I Met Your Mother. They're trying to do something like that, but on YouTube, and make it basically the new TV, because apparently YouTube pulls YouTube a lot.
And Machinima's did that for their Mortal Kombat thing, and then they did another series too.
Game-wise, like in real life shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is that Machinima did another one too that wasn't about gaming. And
yeah, there's
Freddie W is doing one as well, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's a part of this one.
Well, yeah, he's doing the VGHS, which is awesome, by the way, which everybody should go watch. The Video Game High School show. It's pretty cool. He does behind the scenes every video, too, so it's really awesome if you're a filmmaker.
But yeah,
what was that, Brittany?
If you're not a filmmaker, behind the scenes is shit, but if you're like interested in that stuff, man, you love it.
Yeah, no, I do. I like it actually more than I do the shows.
But yeah, they're doing this show called Internet Icon. That's the main reason I watch their channel, because the rest is a bit weird and I'm not really looking forward to any of it. But it's actually looking... It's like America's Got Talent or something, yeah?
Okay.
Like that, but for YouTubers. So they're trying to find the next...
Oh, it's Niga.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's really cool. The chicken, it's hot.
Yeah, I don't know who's muted right
judges.
Now. I see a cat.
Well, yeah, watch it later. There's part two as well. I liked it. I'd like to see more of it, but that's mainly because I'm a YouTuber. They're doing it from a TV point of view, and not everyone wants to see the shit I want to see. But yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
I will have to watch this later on.
You will. I'm out of topics now, by the way.
Are you? You'll find something else and go,
I'm having another energy drink and I'm shaking again. And I need to pee again.
Good, good. It's working.
Oh, we ran a red light.
Did you?
Yeah, I needed to pee and like we're looking around and we were looking at the lights in the distance and we didn't notice that we just drove through red lights. Luckily, they weren't camera ones and there was no cops in the area. But we just...
And there was no fucking cars coming straight at you.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, but it was like 1 a.m. It wasn't that popular. All the people that were like driving around were just cruising with us, so it's not like they're going to be going the opposite way or anything.
Did they all run the red light too?
Nah, we looked like idiots. Well, just like everyone's like slowing down, we're like,
guys are fucking crazy.
And like we go through it, we're like, did you just run a red light? He's like, yeah, I didn't even. I was looking where we could drive down and let you pee, because like nothing was open, so like I had to go and pee on a tree in front of someone's house, which was so awkward. And then CJ turned his car lights on, which made me think the people were coming. So I'm like, get the hell back in the car.
I'm
going to go urinate. Don't speak about something I'd be interested in. Speak about Battlefield.
So have you you played any of Premium yet?
No, I've been trying to get it. My pay was late this week, which I've said a few times because I'm fucking pissed about it.
Right.
And yeah, I haven't. I'll be getting that soon because I have my pay now.
Okay.
So I'll be getting that next time I'm on the box.
I was going to say, do you play on the Xbox? I don't even know.
Yeah.
You do? Do you play on the American servers?
Yeah. Or can you play with Americans? Yeah, I definitely can.
Okay.
Because I used to play with my cousin mainly, who's still in Scotland.
Battlefield.
So I played on European servers, which is laggy, just as laggy as American servers for me.
Right.
But I just kind of used to it. Battlefield isn't really that bad for lag.
It's not like... It is if you're kind of competitive.
Obviously.
I'm coming from a competitive background, so like if my my latency's off by just a few milliseconds, I'm like, motherfucker, I'm gonna fucking kill you. And that's actually a really big deal on the PC, not so much the Xbox. I don't know what the Xbox does versus PC gaming, but the Xbox does a really good job with latency and shit like that. But the PC, if like someone has like an 80 millisecond thing and you have a 30 millisecond latency, you're gonna kick their ass every fucking time, you know?
Yeah.
You would not be able to live in Australia.
I know, I can't. I can't live in Australia. I'll come visit you guys, and I will bitch the entire fucking time about your internet.
Why is it so slow?
I do not feel like I will give you a break about that, because I'm used to it.
Just be cowering in the corner in fear of going back onto the internet.
Well, Brittany, you actually have decent download, don't you? Like, you have pretty good download.
100!
Yeah, you have great download. It's just your upload that's kind of shitty. I'll be okay with over at Brittany's, but right, I don't even think I'll be able to visit you anyways, because you're on, like, the other side, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other side.
I'm on the dark side of Australia.
Well, there's two major parts of Australia in there. There's West Coast and then there's East Coast, and like there's nothing in the middle.
Well, you can't really say West Coast is major.
Okay. The middle's like empty, I think. I don't know. I just
middle's empty.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the
about
fucking that. Immigrant. I probably know more than you do.
Hey, shut up.
So actually, real quick, for all the Americans who were just as ignorant as I was when I first met Rai, you're actually Scottish.
Yeah, I'm Scottish.
God, you didn't even
Scottish.
Pick that up,
I
you?
Moved to Australia just over 6 years ago, and I've been dubbed Scozzy by Leanne.
Do you have a kilt?
No, I don't have a kilt.
Do you have a?
I want a kilt, but no.
Really? Do you have a picture?
What?
Do you have a picture of you wearing a kilt?
I can probably find one of me really young wearing a kilt.
Yes! Totally do that!
I'm so excited about that!
I'm super excited to see that!
But yeah, yeah, I get called Scozzy by these people.
Yeah, and I think that's a great term. And,
yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I get called a dickhead.
That's true. You do get called a dickhead a lot. Like, who's that dickhead that was on the podcast last week?
It's a good term to have for my accent, because I have a very hybrid accent.
Yeah, see, and like when I first met you, I was just like, I the only Australian that I've ever really interacted with up until you was Brenny, and then like his buddies and stuff like that.
I didn't know you'd say that.
And then so I was just like, okay, well, I know people's accents can vary, you know, depending on the actual location. Like, in Europe, I mean, someone who lives in London and someone who lives in Britain, they have completely different accents, and they're not that far away. You know, my geography is awful. But, you know, they don't sound anything alike. And so I figured it was the same for Australia, you know. I was just like, oh, they're all Australians. It's just a matter of where they are. And so, like, when the first time I brought you on the call with Brenny, you had to go, and so you left, and Brenny was talking, and Brenny immediately says, like, I didn't know he was Scottish, and I'm like, what? I didn't know. It didn't even click for me. I was just like, he's Scottish? And I was like, that makes sense why he's wearing a guy with a kilt in Minecraft all the time. And it just, I don't know, it didn't click for me, and then, like, since he said that, I was like, you know what, now I can kind of hear it. It's kind of there. You know, and it's you said that you suppress it a lot, so.
Yep. I can bring it out if you want.
Go
do
for
it!
Do you need some warm-up time? Do you want to get some, like, tea?
I need to prepare.
Okay. Feel free to mute yourself or, you know, go run around the house for a bit.
I don't know. Like, I feel like you're, like, dressing up right now. And
hold on, I gotta go put my own vocals in.
I gotta go grab my bagpipes and put my kilt on.
Get in character.
You gotta get one of those driving hats.
Well, this is that's basically it.
You'll know
hear it until I really start talking.
It's the R's. Things that say R. The words that have R's in them. That's where you really hear it.
Yeah, I don't say R's. At all. Really. See? It comes out a lot, doesn't it?
It feels like you're kind of like just stopping yourself mid-sentence. I'm like, did his internet cut out? What? No, oh, okay, no, it's just him.
That's just Scottish people talk.
They just kind of, they're like, whatever. We don't need those last two letters.
Imagine if we went to like where you were originally
Brenny, get
from.
Get over closer to the mic.
Oh yeah, I'm leaning back, like looking at the roof, laughing. Imagine if we went to your homeland and like,
you'd have no fucking
just
idea.
Just giggle my ass off. I'd probably get beaten up too.
Yeah,
that's pretty intense.
Yeah, and then I'm back to normal. You can all understand what I'm saying.
You gotta have like a switch on you or something. Like get a tattoo of like switches on your wrist or something like that, and just like hold on to it and pretend like. This is my Scottish accent, you know.
I'm gonna get potato orgy tattooed on my ass.
Yeah, you told me that.
And then I can also do the Australian accent, but it's a lot of people when the people do American accents, they complain it's like, oh, they always do Southern.
Yeah.
When people do Australian accents, they always do Steve Irwin.
Yeah. You do with what you're most familiar with.
I don't have, like, if I try to put my accent on stronger, all I do is swear more.
It's like, great when you guys are talking about this, because it just, for me, it's like you have a dial, and it's just like, I gotta turn it up, you know? And
well, like,
wait, let me turn my Scottish on.
But then if I wanted it to make it sound more Aussie, I'm like, how the fuck are you?
Get really aggressive, you know?
Yeah, it's just, you gotta act like a drug addict.
How the fuck are you, mate?
It's weird, because, like, I can't get more American. This is as American as I'm gonna get. So, like, we don't have, like, a dial or nothing like that. Like, we can... You go southern and stuff like that, but I can't do a good southern accent.
Every accent I do, it just goes to Indian. Like, any accent, and it will just go to Indian, so I give up with accents now. Fuck, I keep loading up the wrong video!
What are you... Oh, you're trying to edit right now?
Yeah, I'm just... Because I'm speaking, I'm just making so many mistakes.
I know. What sucks too is, like, don't you just want to listen to music while you edit, but you can't?
I want
to pay attention to what you're saying.
I would like to chat to people while I edit and upload, which I can't really do that well either. Yeah, I hate my internet. I hate being Rennie Reist.
No, you don't.
I love being me. It's awesome.
Rennie Reist of the Rennie Rizzle.
So, yeah. Accents.
That's our section on accents.
Yeah, accents are stupid.
You guys want a new topic?
What, you got a new topic? Or are you saying we should switch?
Accent. Accent pulls bitches.
I've got amazing topics. Amazing topics.
Do you?
Yeah.
You said you ran out not too long ago.
Nah, it's alright. It's alright. I've got really good backup ones.
Yeah, he went for a piss. He went for a piss and it refreshed him.
In the toilet, I have a whiteboard, and that's where I write all my stuff. Yeah, I know, right?
You need whiteboards next to beds. Like a notepad or
something. I need them in the shower, man. I always have ideas in the shower.
Yeah. A whiteboard won't work too well in the shower.
My shower consists of, like, 5 minutes of me cleaning myself, and then, like, 30 minutes of me just leaning around, listening to the music, or thinking.
It's a really long shower.
Oh, yeah, man. I used to... Yeah, it was crazy. It used to be worse when I first started YouTube. It's like...
There's, like, water shortages in Australia, and you're not supposed to take long showers.
Yeah, well, it's right. I've got a plan for that, too. What we're going to do is get boats with big buckets on them, and we're going to go and steal other people's water.
I like how you said it. It's like, all right, yeah, but listen, I got a plan for that. Like, it's up to you.
Right, listen up, motherfucker.
Like, they're gonna come to you and it's like, Brenny, we have no water, Brenny. What do we do?
Shut up. I've got a plan. I have a long shower. That's
everybody
me
cleaning myself,
efficiently thinking for my job, in quotations. Then I'm driving down the street and I see dickheads washing their concrete. Who
yeah,
is
you're
that?
Not supposed to.
My driveway's not clean enough. That doesn't even make sense.
That's the point. You're not supposed to. They get
That's
fined
right.
for
so
it.
Who cares if I have a shower?
You get fined if you wash your driveway in Australia?
Yeah. For using unnecessary water, you can get fined, yeah.
That's awesome.
No, it's not.
It's funny.
Way it works is they have certain levels. So if they're really low one year, they'll up the level so that there's more fines or whatever.
It's so bad. It's like, alright, I've got a lot of water this year. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Alright, so my hard drive ran out of space during the middle of Brenny's rant right there. Apparently, you guys fluctuate. I mean, you like one year if you have too much water, you're like, okay, go do whatever the fuck you want. And then it's like, oh shit, we have no more water. And then
yeah. Well, it's not that we have too much water, it's that we have enough water. So if we have enough to do is they're like, all right, so there's not as much fines anymore. You can do more things.
It's like those dickheads on Facebook that, like, oh, if someone dies, they, like, fully support the cause. But then before that, they didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then people use more water, and then they run out of water again. They're like, shit.
Why do we have no water? Oh,
and,
right.
And that
we
is
spent
why
the last
I
6 months washing our driveway.
And that's why I take 30-minute showers, because it's like, well, it's going to rain again, and other people are wasting water. Why aren't I allowed to take... I shouldn't have to be the one that saves Australia.
But it's that group mentality, though. There's you, and then there's millions everyone's of other people that are saying that. You know? It's true, though. I mean, you can't stop humans being stupid. So why not just be stupid?
All right, next topic. Fuck the world. Fleshlights.
Really?
Now, I wanted to know if you can... I know, how right, do you right, clean right. them?
Yeah.
How do you clean them?
Yeah, do you, like, do they it come and, out like, their little plastic apart? Thing?
They come apart.
The rubber really? Stuff, the actual fleshy stuff, that comes out of the plastic so that you can, like, now, turn it inside out and clean it.
I'm a bit worried on how much you know about these, but next question.
Hold on, we gotta touch on that. Me and Rai were big fans of the Rooster Teeth podcast, and they have been talking about that for, like, ever like, now.
2 or 3 weeks, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's yeah, been, like, for a while, yeah.
Yeah, because it was originally brought up.
Out of?
What are they made out of? I don't know, some sort of silicone, I would assume.
Yeah,
they don't go into that. It's just like one of the people that are on the podcast, he got one for free as like a
promotion at a convention.
Yeah, a promotion at a it was at Butnumathon. It was a movie thing. And cuz like the people that make them, they're in Texas and that, you know, so he got one. And so like they brought it up
for someone else's vagina.
What was that?
So they like they make them they into like famous people's vaginas. Do they seriously mold the person's vagina?
Yeah. Yes.
They literally
that
take
is
a plastic
so awkward.
You guys can't talk at the same time.
One of you has to stop talking.
One of you has to stop talking when the other one starts. But yes, they do mold them, Brenny. They will just cover that shit with plaster or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's not really awkward. It's what they do for a living.
Yeah.
We can speak about my granddad if you like.
You're going from fleshlights to your grandpa. Your grandpa. All
right. Yeah, because I picked up a list of crap he wants me to get. So he's old. He can't walk as easy, so he gets me to do the shopping for him, which I have no problem with. But he asks me to get Vegemite, which is just like a spread for bread, blah, blah, blah. And
yeast extract.
Instead of telling me, like, get Vegemite, he does this hand thing, like, trying to give me directions with one hand to show me where it is in the shop. He's like, you'll go to that aisle, and then you'll see it here. And, like, I don't know where his hand's meant to be positioned or what it even is, and he expects me to get it from that. So every day I'm watching him do this stupid hand motion, like, what is that? So... Oh, and then other times he names, like, he'll tell me what the item is, what it looks like, what the color of the packet is, but he can't remember the name of it. It's like, yeah, it's a blue packet. It's got 3 pictures of chips on it. It's got this, it's got that. I can't remember the name on it. Sometimes he'll tell me a letter in the name of it.
It has the letter A in it.
And then I'm like, oh, well, that's going to be hard to find. Do you know the name of it? And then... He's like, instead of telling him the name of it, he's like, well, you go down that aisle, pulls out his arm again, doing the stupid arm thing, and...
I feel like that's just like an old people thing that kind of got brought over because they didn't have cell phones back then. So like when you had to tell someone like to get something, you couldn't like really contact them while they're out, you know? So you're like, okay, listen, you just go down this aisle, right? And like, yeah, okay. And then you make a right.
But the aisles have numbers and names, and so do the products. Why can't you just tell me that instead of
describing... Because he's old and can't remember product names.
Yeah, but he remembers everything about it. It's like it has a blue star on the bottom.
Dude, you can't count on anything for memory. Memory is so stupid that it just doesn't even matter. Like, just because you remember something, it doesn't mean that everybody's going to remember that, you know? Like, I forget shit all the time. Everybody should know that I
hate when you forget something instantly. It's like, I'll have an idea for YouTube in the shower, and I'll like, keep it on my mind. Then I'll hop out of the shower, and I'll be drying myself, and because I put, like, my mind into that, like, oh, is my hair dry? And then I'll forget about it. And then I'll get to the computer, I'll be like, damn it! It's really,
I hate it when it's not even, like, you think of something really awesome, and then, it's like not even 2 minutes later, and like all you did, it's like, all right, I'll remember that. And then like you do one thing, and it's like, oh, there's my remote, and you're like, wait, what? What was I just fucking thinking about? It's something it's so stupid, and it could go in just a second.
Mm. I like to think of myself as a computer, and I get full of memory at some points, and my
memory
body
just flushes.
Yeah, it's like, what should I kick out?
Random memory.
Yeah.
It's like your hard drive is full of, like, necessary things for Minecraft, and then, like, all of the things that you would like to remember is through your RAM, but your RAM gets dumped constantly because it's random access memory, so it's just, like, just wipes it out, and you're like, oh, shit, what was that? And then, like, it just starts filling up with whatever you were doing then.
Yeah.
That's a good analogy, Brenny. Good job.
Yeah, I'm probably running one of the older computers,
well done,
too.
Brenny.
Take a while to boot up and shit.
You're the guy that's
running that... He's only got 512 RAM.
He's the guy that's fucking running that dual-core Celeron from fucking 2006. Has the same problem I do, but no one figured out what to do with it.
Oh, I don't know if I brought this up with you, but I actually think I have, but I was watching Friends.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And he pulls out this laptop and he full brags about it, and you know it was like a promotion of an item, you know, like
Friends was full of promotions and product.
Anyway, because it was popular as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it's got 240 megabytes of RAM or whatever, like that. I think it was 512 megabytes of RAM, and I'm just like sat there and started laughing because that's like, that's a shit ass computer now. Like, Friends isn't that old, and it just, it makes me feel like things are speeding up.
So you gotta really understand, like, a lot of people, when they ask me to build computers for them and stuff like that, and they're like, they have these such excessive ideas for things, and like, they want like massive like components and crap like that, and they're just like, they get frustrated with me because I'm trying to tell them, I was like, no, that's not what you need. You need this. Like, I'm trying to tell you, you're coming to me because I know what I'm talking about, so don't sit there and tell me that what I'm saying is wrong, you know. And they're like, I just want this computer to be good for the next 4 years, you know. I don't want to have to buy another computer in 4 years.
It's
like,
not. It never will.
You can't. I'm like, I sit there, I was like, I have a $3,000 computer, and it's not going to be good in 4 years. You know,
this
you
is
can't.
Something.
It's just
gonna
the way
tech. Year.
It's not going to be good in a year. Like, yeah, I switch out processors almost every single year. Computers just, or technology in general, just does not work that way. A phone from 4 years ago was, what, the first iPhone? I believe the first iPhone came out 4 years ago. It is a piece of shit now. It's a fucking paperweight. I have two 64 gig SSDs on my desk right now that I just don't give a fuck about. And SSDs are still relatively new, you know, and like people could probably use these, but I'm kind of holding onto them though because I want to give them to someone.
The first iPhone was 5 years ago.
5 years ago, there you go. Well, and so the SSD things, real quick, I want to hold onto them for someone's laptop who needs like a speed boost, because SSDs are really good for that, and you don't need a whole lot of space.
Well, anyway, I wanted to bring this up in a video because I was thinking, like, all right, so I was speaking to my granddad, and he remembers, like, TVs being added to the world. And the youngest memories I remember are phones, like the green screen, old school Nokias going from Snake to, like, iPhones. And I think that's possibly the biggest change I've seen, and TVs going from, like, shitty huge boxes to, like, paper thin fucking screens, and they're the biggest changes I want to see. I've seen, and like, I wanted to know what my viewers have seen, and like, what you've seen. What have you seen change?
The biggest thing
majorly?
I've seen probably like
was my dick.
Exactly.
Oh, dial up. Good point.
Dial-up,
good point. I used to like,
exactly. I love that fucking sound.
Yeah. So yeah, there's dial-up is definitely one, because I remember everybody's basically house, like back when computers were still kind of coming into fruition, most houses didn't have multiple computers like they do nowadays. They would just have one. It's in an office, and then like, you go there, and you always know when someone's getting on the internet because you hear that, and then like the phone lines would go off.
Yeah, if you called someone, it was like, yep, see you later.
Yeah, he's on the internet. Okay.
I remember sitting on the internet, and then Mom called someone and was like, Mom, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, so...
Trying to cut down trees on RuneScape!
I remember, actually, cell phones just being introduced in general. And, oh, really? Like, just coming out. Yeah, like, everybody all was old just kind of have them. Yeah, yeah.
Was well, Deckard Cain.
And so, like, it was shitty because I didn't have my first cell phone until I was 18.
Loser.
Yeah, and like, I mean, even like kids in high school and stuff like that. A lot of my friends already did have cell phones and stuff like that. It was just one of those things. Like, I didn't really need one, you know. Like, people I wanted to get in contact with, I was able to via my computer and stuff like that. And a cell phone just wasn't really needed. And I even had like a shitty cell phone up until last year. You know, like, I didn't get picture messaging. I couldn't surf the web. I couldn't do anything. It was just a phone. And
I always had good phones because I have a fairly large family, so I always got their secondhand ones, and like, yeah, that was my way of keeping up to date with the phones.
Right. But yeah, I remember that, and like, that was kind of weird because I lived in a time where there was no cell phones.
You know what's stupid though? Like, a Nokia from back when we were like young, the old green screen ones, Snake and shit. Mm-hmm. 5 weeks of power. Like, you charge it once a week. Now it's like, I play my iPhone for 20 minutes. It's like, fuck, gotta put it on charge.
It needs to be charged while it's being charged.
Hey, you'd think that fucking have, like, advancing batteries, at least.
I'm actually really, really happy with my battery and my Samsung Galaxy
S2. Yeah, mine is actually pretty good.
Yeah. For the quality that this phone is, I'm very impressed with it. Although it does die on me.
Another thing that should partake to all of us and probably all of the listeners would be consoles. And yeah. How much they've changed since we were kids.
Do you remember seeing Grand Theft Auto Vice City and going, oh, look at the graphics!
Yeah. Now it runs on my phone. Seeing...
Yeah, now it's like, oh!
I can remember seeing Grand Theft Auto 3, just the change from top-down to third person. It's like, what the fuck?
It was so awesome.
I think 3 had better graphics than Vice City.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
The tone or something it was. I don't know, Vice City was so bright that it was like a seizure game or something.
I liked Vice City, though.
I had Vice City before I had 3, which
I like GTA 1, the old top-down shit.
I played the shit out of number 2, dude.
Shoot, like, BB gun bullets. Oh, what you brought up in yesterday's video or some video today, I can't remember, I was watching Warcraft 2.
Yep, played the fuck out of Warcraft 2.
That was before I even had a computer and I used to go to my uncle's house and play it. That was
You know, it's Battle.net enabled. We should see if we can still play online.
My God.
You could probably play a little bit Warcraft 2. You could probably
you can't play Warcraft 2 anymore because I remember playing or trying to play about 4 months ago because I still have the CD for it. I installed it. I was like, oh man, I want to play this again, you know? And it doesn't work on our current architecture. It doesn't work on Windows 7. Even in compatibility mode, it doesn't work.
Shitty old laptop.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, we would have to find, like, an old laptop that's still on, like, XP or something.
What, do you guys have, like, garage month where, like, bin month where you put all your shit on your front lawn and, like, a garbage truck comes and picks it up?
I don't even have that. What are you talking about?
Really? Yeah. It's like, we basically anything...
Something just Brenny does.
No, you just put it.
Your family is a bunch of dicks. Your neighbors are just like, all right, listen, let's just pull some money together. We'll get the fucking trash can guy to just come by and pick up all their fucking shit. Tired of seeing it in their front yard.
It's like seriously a thing here. You just put it out on your front lawn, and they come and pick it up, and you put it.
Just throw it out in the street, and some faggot comes over and picks it all up.
Like, as a kid, like, at nighttime, you always find people looking through your shit, because, like, another person's trash is another person's
treasure. I will admit, I don't know what you're talking about, but I did see yesterday someone rummaging through shit that was in front of someone's house.
Yeah, that's what, and they always throw out really old computers. I'll pick one up, boom! Might even come with Warcraft 2.
Yeah. I think, actually, my dad still has, his super old laptop that he had for like 10 years. And like, because my dad, he won't buy things that unless he absolutely needs them or something like that, or just breaks to the point where he can't use it anymore. And so he's had 2 laptops, and his first one was just like, it was probably 2 inches thick. it was like super heavy. The battery didn't work. It was basically non-existent. You had to have the thing plugged in for it to work. And to the point where, like, even the power plug part, he had to take the entire laptop apart just to fix the plug where the power goes in, and then he had to get a new power brick for it and everything like that. The screen would actually turn off, and he'd had to hit it. So you'd go out in the living room, and you hear him go, like, and I'm like, oh, your monitor or your screen go off again? He goes, yeah, and then he's like, just, like, hitting it super hard to get it back up. And, like, it could only be, like a certain degree, too. Like, it would only work, like, when it was folded out for so far. And then, like, if you went too far, it would just shut off. And so, it finally just died, and he bought himself actually a really nice laptop. It was on sale at a place called Fry's here. And has an i5 in it. It's nice. It's a good laptop. I'm very impressed with it, actually, because I played Left 4 Dead on it, and it was getting like 60 frames a second. I'm like, this is good. Good job.
So he'll probably have. Remember, like, old computers and old laptops when you started like putting your music on them? Like, they had a heap of memory left, but it would take like 30 minutes for them to turn on.
Yeah,
that was. Yeah. I used to like come home from school, and like the first thing I'd do is like run in, turn the computer on, go take a leak, make some food, come back, and I'm still waiting for it to, like, actually load up the browser.
Yeah.
I remember that.
What's so shitty, well, actually, it's not shitty, it's just ironic about that, is that during my blue screens now, you know when your computer restarts, it'll have, like, that little counter that says, like, your computer will shut down improperly, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And start Windows normally and stuff. That 30-second counter that's on there...
longer.
Is I will restart my computer, or I'll turn it off and turn it back on just to skip that, because it'll boot faster than me waiting through that 30-second counter. And like,
wait, you can't just hit enter through it? I can just hit enter.
It's my keyboard doesn't work when it shuts off improperly. I don't know why, it just the input doesn't work.
I think mine messes with that too.
And I want to say it's actually, it might be because I might be accidentally plugged into one of my USB 3 power connections, because there's different USB things.
Yeah.
Like, even though they all transfer data properly, when you're in the BIOS, these ones may be turned off, or just transmitting power but not data. So I want to say maybe I have it in the wrong slot. That's the only thing I can think of, really, because a USB should work regardless, because that's just the future. Everybody's going USB. No one's using PS2 ports anymore, which reminds me, I need a new keyboard anyways, because I've been trying to play Battlefield on the PC, and you can't play that game without a mechanical keyboard, because USB keyboards can only hit, I think, two or three keys at the same time before it just starts getting overwritten by new keys that you're pressing. And like, there's times where I'm like crouching, moving backwards and like sideways and strafing, like, all at the same time, and it doesn't work, and then I die. So I need to get a mechanical keyboard, because they register as like, I think, up to 8 keys being pressed at the same time or something.
I don't know.
But those are the ones that are super loud. Mechanical keyboards are the ones that go kink 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 kink, you know.
What sound do they make?
Oh, you could just rewind. But yeah, it's they make super loud noise.
Well, I can't rewind live, potato.
I'm telling
you. Just listen to the podcast again.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, it's just. And I might just get one as a backup. I don't know. They're kind of expensive, though, so maybe I'll just deal with it.
Yeah.
You know what sucks? Going to a family member's house that has a shitter computer than you.
Everybody has a shitter computer than me, so I kind of get used to it. You do too now, though.
I can downgrade a bit. I can downgrade to that level where it's like, oh, it took 3 seconds for the internet to open. But when I go to a family member's house that hasn't updated their computer in 4 years, and I'm sitting there like, fuck.
I deal with those a lot, so I'm just kind of used to it. I'm like, you know, I can't really say anything. It's like, why isn't your computer...
My computer isn't that great, so when I go to someone else's house, it's usually like the same as mine.
Yeah. I'll get, like, my buddy, Sam. You know, you guys should know about Sam.
Zimbo-wimbo.
Yeah, his family used to have really, really bad internet. Like, they used to have DSL, and it's probably about what Rai gets right now. And, like, I had decent internet at the time. It wasn't what the internet I
it's
had.
Probably what this, I get.
No, you have a faster download than I do, but I have a better upload.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I know. Trust me, it's what I want, too. I'll go slower on my download if you give me a better upload.
I'd get, like, 2 download if I got 90-something up.
But anyways,
it's funny, because I get 2 download. And I get, like, 0.2 fucking upload.
I'd go to his place and, like, I'd sit there and open up his web browser, which takes a few seconds to open. And then you try to load a page and you have to sit there and I'm like,
check this link. I've seen it before and I seriously couldn't count. Like, my eyes just always went back. The weird thing is she riding on a river?
No.
What? Jeez, no. It's water, man.
It's, yeah, that's water, but she's like, yeah. She's on a ledge that you can't see.
Yeah.
She's going straight into the water, though. She'll hit it.
The thing that puts me off about this is in my head, I'm like clarifying, like, all right, what ones are actually towers and what ones are just like the keep area things. And then my ass goes back to the eyes.
I guess I'll link up this, but this is probably for something for older people.
If you're 18, over 18 plus 36, you're allowed to click this.
There you go.
36.
We are all over 36. So, anyways, our podcast, I think, has gone long enough. I think we're good.
Yeah. Very long.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot of subjects and a little bit about D3. I thought we'd actually be talking more about it, but...
Yeah, you guys went off on tangents that I can talk about.
My bad.
We'll have to just have another podcast with you guys, and we'll talk about D3 then. Maybe when we start our LP for Inferno, we'll bring it back in and share all
more
our views and thoughts. Yeah. Date you on Inferno.
But thanks guys for coming on the podcast. It means a lot to me, especially since everybody else was asleep during this time. So it was nice to actually get this out in time for people.
And it's awesome to play with chat with Rennie Reese. He's the Rennie Rest in the Rennie world.
Well,
it's awesome to talk to two Australians and being the odd man out. That doesn't happen often for me.
It's awesome to be
welcome to the threesome, Dwight.
Yeah, I think this is one of the longer podcasts. I wouldn't say the longest because I think we've had like some 3-hour ones or something
like
that.
Let's go. Let's keep it going.
It's going to take me forever to upload this. And I want to see about maybe live streaming today or something.
But I can't be a part of that. Can you live stream in like 8 hours?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it might be a little bit later because I got some stuff I need to edit.
You just got up.
And I also just got up, and I have, like, no room on my hard drives.
You're still up, man.
Huh?
When I wake up, you'll be still up, and I've already...
Yeah, but the thing is, like, that it's been that way since we've met, Brenny, but you're just never online in the morning. It's like you're gone until, like, 5 p.m. your time, which is, like, midnight.
I have been recently. I've been waking up at 6 a.m.
Regardless of when you're waking up, I'm saying, like, you're not on Skype until, like, super late. I don't know what you're doing in the morning.
I play with my dick. I lay in bed and go,
it's like a dying giraffe.
You should see a doctor about that.
Someone needs to take that bit and make it their text message note sound. Just every time you get a text
okay. I want to get like a app that where it has buttons of sounds of me.
Yeah,
I want to get
soundboard.
Screen quad in Lord of the Craft.
Oh, that was.
You just set up a soundboard for a podcast, Dwight.
A soundboard? Nah, fuck that. That's too much work.
Is that what they're called?
They're called soundboards. Yes.
Who the fuck's this guy? I get random people somehow adding me. Like I don't accept them, and they somehow get me.
Adding in what?
Like, on Skype, I feel like my friends list is full to the point where it's like, fuck it, you're adding them.
Oh. I don't know. I'm getting a lot of friend requests on Facebook, and honestly, people.
It's fucking
Do you really
creepy.
Think I'm gonna add you on Facebook?
Especially when you add my girlfriend, that's even creepier.
Does she add back? She add them?
Yeah, she's a dumb bitch.
I was gonna say, what was wrong with her?
She doesn't think that, like, alright, I did this test to CJ's girlfriend today, and she answered it like a smart fucking woman would. But when you get 10 friends requests, and 3 are girls, and 7 are boys, 90%, 99% of the boys are perving on you. No, if you have one mutual friend, and they don't, or no mutual friends, the guy is looking at your tits or your body. He wants to go through your pictures and jerk off. He doesn't want to get to know you. He has no mutual friends. He has no way to contact you. He's being a creep. If you seriously think he just wants to be friends, you're an idiot. That is you, my girlfriend. I will send this to you. I'm trying to tell her. It's like, no, they just want to chat to me. It's like, about your tits.
I was going to say, about your tits, maybe?
Yeah, it's like, where do you think?
You think it's about that? What do you think you want to talk about?
Yeah.
It's like, could you help me on my history homework? No.
It's just, yeah.
Tell me about your tits.
Like, I get the subscribers that are just trying to, I don't know. Well, I don't even get that. That's just weird. But, like, subscribers at her, and it's easier for me to point out. Like, it's like, yeah, that's a subscriber. Remove them. And then it's like random guys at it. It's like, it's not your subscriber. I'm going to keep them at it. I'm like, they have no mutual friends. They're jerking off.
I just don't add people. I don't even add half the people that I knew in high school on Facebook because I didn't talk to you in high school. Why the fuck would I add you on Facebook?
I had anyone with like 20 mutual friends. That's about it.
Yeah, it's me. I don't have mutual friends.
Yeah, but you're sexy.
I
look at like my mutual friends. Like this person has 17, and if they can level up to 20, then I'll add them.
level up.
Your Facebook can level up a bit.
This person has 2. This person at 1, 7. Oops, 7. This person might be able to catch up.
It's got 5.
Yeah, that's just basically how I do it now.
I don't know. Lee. He put my full name in his video, and a lot of people already know my full name. Whatever, but. It's when they see it, like, again, they're just like, oh, it's shit, that's white. Right. You know? And so they hit me up on Facebook, and I wake up to my phone going, bzz, 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 because I got a fucking friend request, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I got, like, 65 new friend requests. I'm like, you gotta be fucking shitting me. And then I look at it, and Lee put my whole fucking name, and I'm like, I keep telling him, too, it's like, you don't need to put my name in any of these videos. Sure, we're using my camera, but that's it. I mean, like, these are your videos, you know, do your own shit, you know? And, so.
I just got a friend's request. Like,
right now?
We're speaking about this, yeah. They're friends. I think it's someone looking at my
things dick. Just keep reminding me of the Rooster Teeth podcast now.
And the people that are adding me don't have pictures of your Minecraft skin as your character. What? That's a clear giveaway.
Yeah, I don't get why people...
bitches will add you. That's the whole point of Facebook. That I am the creep that adds the chicks. All guys are.
No, not me. There's actually... this one girl who added me as a friend, and she's a mutual tits. Friend with 3 other people of you know, friends of mine, and... I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know who you are, though. And then, like...
She's like,
she's cute.
Rack.
She's cute, but then, like, I'm like, I don't know who you are. I don't...
And then you're like, I'll just have a quick jerk, and then I'll remove it.
No. She's just been, like, pending this entire time, because, like, I've asked someone that is a mutual friend. I'm like, who is this person? And they're like... I don't think I ever got a straight answer from him.
When that happens, because I feel like that's the chick coming and perving on me. Like, this person here called Becky. She has one mutual friend, so she must have been going through her friend's list and then saw me and gone, oh, he's hot, I'm going to jerk off to him. And then, boom!
She's going to jerk off on you, huh? I don't know, you got the whole concept on that. But, yeah, I don't know. So, like, even then, I'm just like... You know, we have mutual friends, but I don't know you, so whatever. I don't remember you. Whatever. Fuck you. Anyways, we got to end this podcast, all right? We wanted to end it a long time ago.
I want to count how many people on my friends list have Minecraft pictures, and then after this podcast goes live, see how many change.
You should do that right now, because they won't catch it immediately, because it's super late there.
Well, look, this guy's got Deadmau5. This guy's got, like, the Queen slash fucking Scarface. No, what's that? The Joker. Then we got, like, this is... Like, look at this one. I'll see if I can... Oh, no, I can't...
His copy link address.
Brenny.
Yeah?
I'm trying to end the podcast.
Now, fuck the podcast.
Thank you all for listening.
Fuck you all.
Thanks again, Brenny and Ryan for coming on the podcast. We'll get you guys on for another one, because it has been a delight talking to you guys. And it's honestly, this last hour and a half blew by. So it's that's always a good thing. Yeah. So if you guys like this, make sure to go to youtube.com/BrennyBeast if you haven't already. Subscribe to that sexy Australian. And Ryra is just going to be around. He'll be in our LP, so you guys get to see more of him there.
You get to see his cock that's changed over the years.
He takes a picture of it every day.
That would be
cool. I'm setting up for one of those videos. It's been going on for like 5 years now.
Right.
Picture every day. When I hit 10 years, it's going on YouTube.
She clearly wants my dick. Any girl that hits friends with
Brenny, shut up. All right. Thank you, everybody, for the podcast. I'll talk to you guys later. I wanted to save you.